Off the main street of the town of Bakau, Christian leader James Gomez is hanging out with dozens of his Muslim friends. He is 69. These are the people he grew up with and who he spends his moments of joy and sorrow with.
I am a Christian. My best friend Dudunjai's daughter was getting married. I again went to the mosque. I was asked to speak. When I have occasions in the church, they come. Funerals and marriages. So we don't look ourselves as different people. We look as ourselves as Gambians. But the moment this announcement was made, we begin to look ourselves as Christian Muslims. And the discussion started in almost everywhere in the country.
President Yahya Jammeh unilaterally declared his country an Islamic state back in December. But so far, life remains the same, secular. Women still wear tights and sleeveless shorts. Beer companies are still brewing. But the non-Muslim community is not without fear. James Gomez says he has never had a religious problem here.
I was the mayor of Banjul for 10 years. 99% of the people who voted me in were Muslims. But they never see my religion as a factor. They considered I was capable and what I can do. Now, under a Muslim state dispensation, could any Christian run for office? But that Christian is a citizen like any other citizen. He should have equal rights. So that's one aspect of it. But we have many different aspects of fear of what will happen.
Despite such fears, the president is unwavering. Some sources say President Jammeh had told the Catholic Church that his decision is final, but it might yet be an uphill battle for him. Amadou Camara is a political analyst.
Yeah, frankly, there is no chance for it. If you get the opinions, you know, of people, this declaration actually that the Gambia is an Islamic state completely caught them off guard. And if it's anything to them, it's unnecessary. What they want is a harmonious Gambia, you know, where Christians, Muslims, non-believers will live side by side with respect and adoration for one another's culture.
Omar Diallo is an opposition leader and is also critical of the decision.
You can never have an Islamic state without Sharia law. Then it is a bogus state. And we don't want Gambia to be a bogus state. Gambia is a secular state. Who is the president to make just this unnecessary statements anytime he wants? I am ready to make the ultimate sacrifice to defend the secular state of this country. And I am ready to stand up and mobilize people because God knows I'm right.
Muslims are in overwhelming majority in Gambia, but the level of tolerance has been a reference point for even foreign diplomats. Now, though, that reputation seems to be hanging by the thread. For Radio France International, this is Sekou Jammeh reporting from Banjul.